Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Wild Card Weekend. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the DFS Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia. That, of course, is Scott Bogman, and it's you. And today, it's all about Wild Card Weekend. That's right, we're going to take you through all of the games here, the slates on Saturday, the slates on Sunday, and of course, all six games as a continual whole, and see which one really is the best way to approach this weekend, Boggs. I know I've got feelings about it. I'm sure you do as well, and I'm very excited to talk to you about it because playoff football is exciting, and I know, like you, I don't want football to be over, so I'm just happy we're here still talking about it.
Yeah, man. I'm like you said, I'm just happy that my team is still alive somehow by the grace of God. Of course, Jacksonville winning, the Raiders winning to put my Steelers in the playoffs makes me excited for another weekend of football. Might not be as excited on Sunday evening, but for right now, I'm very, very excited.
Yes, your Steelers and my Patriots, I don't give a lot of hope to necessarily, but it doesn't matter.
AFC Championship, come on.
Yeah, right. I mean, if that's the case, boy, won't we be laughing all the way? That'll just be entertaining as hell.
Super obnoxious.
Yes, sure. But how different is that than normal? Not much. Before we get into the games, I want to remind everybody we got an incredible giveaway again going on at fantasypros.com/contest. All you got to do is go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros. And screenshot that subscription to our YouTube channel, subscribe to all of the amazing content, click that notifications bell, and you can win a Jalen Waddle autographed jersey thanks to our friends at pristineauction.com. So go ahead and get on that. And don't forget also about the Daily Juice podcast. The Daily Juice every single day is out there on Betting Pros, and our own host Matt Perrault gives you his quick thoughts on his favorite picks every single day for everything in sports, NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA, UFC, boxing. It doesn't matter what the sport is because Matt Perrault does it all on the Daily Juice. So make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast to the Daily Juice and check it out at bettingpros.com/dailyjuice. And Boggs, let's start here with the Saturday games. And on Saturday, I got to tell you, I really like breaking these up on FanDuel. They're running those two big major contests, obviously, for the Saturday and the Sunday slate. You can combine everything on both if you want, but I kind of like breaking it down specifically on the FanDuel side because it's a little looser. The pricing's very tight on DraftKings for me when you try to get all six games in there. I want to let that Monday game go. That's my personal scenario here. But when we're starting here with the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Las Vegas Raiders and the night game is New England traveling to Buffalo, where I'm going personally is I'm going for that big-time Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Burrow stack. I'm going all in on what I've seen out of Joe Burrow here heading into the playoffs, which is the guy who has just been getting it done, throwing the football, enormous air yard totals. That's what I'm looking for. That's where I'm putting my stock. And then for the running game, I'm going to Damian Harris and Singletary, and I'm playing the weather in that game in Buffalo. To me, that's my approach for the Saturday slate, sprinkled in with a little Hunter Renfrow and maybe a little strange there with CJ Uzoma Kendrick Bourne, guys like that, maybe as a flex or a tight end kind of area. To me, that's how you make the savings there. But Boggs, how do you see this Saturday slate working out, and what pieces do you like of it?
Like you said, you have to kind of go through your, you know, how you think these games are going to play out. And bad weather in Buffalo, of course, you know, 3 degrees and overcast doesn't sound like a very fun event, right? But probably going to mean a lot of grinding. So Harrison Singletary, good plays, you know, for quarterback. Quarterback's a little more difficult. I think you really have two choices in this game. And to me, it's just Mac or it's Burrow on the Saturday slate because not Mac. I'm sorry, Carr or Burrow. I don't want the weather in that Buffalo game. So I'm either going to go with Burrow and say maybe this game is a little tighter than I think. And, you know, these weapons get open and everything. I think Carr might be my favorite play, though, because, you know, the Raiders should be down in this game. So maybe he throws a little bit more than he usually would, which also makes, you know, maybe Zay Jones an interesting play as well, because he's cheap on both sides this weekend. So I think that he could be a play, too, if these guys are down for the majority of the game, which they could be.
On the DraftKings side, if you're playing the full 6-game slate, I love having Derek Carr because you always need that cheaper quarterback on a DK. If you're, and I would also just put this out there to everybody too, play in the tournaments, right? I mean, the cash games on the small slate like this, they're not really super exciting. I would say hit the tournaments, have some fun, enjoy yourself. But Derek Carr is that one piece on the DraftKings side that I certainly prefer. He is $5,500 on that, so I 100% back that. And that allows you to go up there, get Debo, get Chase, get Rob Gronkowski if you want to, going against the Eagles. I think there's a lot you can do there with that. So good call there by you going with Derek Carr from that contest. And, you know, we always talk about how there's always going to be some strange here on the weekends. We just wrapped up the Betting Pros pod, so make sure you go check that out, where Boggs and I broke down all these games from a wagering standpoint. But Bogman, doesn't it also feel like Saturday might be the chalky day when it comes to these games, right? If, I mean, I would kind of be surprised if the Patriots or the Raiders were standing tall when this Saturday slate came to an end.
Yeah, honestly, I don't like a ton from the Saturday slate here. I more prefer, if you're playing the full weekend, to get stuff on that Sunday, maybe even drive into Monday a little bit as well. So, yeah, you're right. It feels chalky because it feels like this, we're going to get what we expect from these two games. It's going to be a low scoring, grinded out game in the weather and the Bengals kind of going away in Vegas. So it seems pretty basic.
All right, let's move on to the Sunday games here, and a little bit different of a feel. You got Tom Brady, of course, at 1 o'clock taking on the Eagles with the Bucks. Then, of course, at the 4 o'clock game, you've got Dallas and San Francisco. And then in the evening, your Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Kansas City. So, Boggs, take me through your Sunday slate. Let's say you're isolating that. What's your approach to these games?
Well, I mean, you know, like you said, you start out in Tampa Bay and Philly, and there's just not a lot I want in that game because I think the defense matches up with the offense well on Tampa Bay's defensive side, number one run offense versus number one rush defense. And on the other side, Tampa Bay really kind of backing in. If you want to spend up for Brady, I get it, but his best targets aren't there. I think the best things to buy there are probably a cheap Cameron Brate and hope he scores a touchdown. Gronk, if you want to pay up for him, is decent as well. Maybe Goddard if you think the Eagles get down and then they have to throw the ball a lot. But I don't want to invest a lot in that game. And then the second game, Dallas and San Francisco, that's the game I like. I like either quarterback, Dak and Kyler. I think both great options because I expect that to be a high scoring back and forth affair. I think
you got Dak and Jimmy G there. That was 2 weeks ago, Bob.
Right, it's right. Okay, Dak and it's Jimmy fair. G. Both are okay. I obviously trust Dak more than I trust Jimmy G. I expect Jimmy G to make mistakes. Eli Mitchell, I think, is on the board. I think Debo's on the board. Kittle, you know, for the Cowboys, you know, you can go with Dalton Schultz if you want to pay up. CeeDee Lamb, Cedric Wilson's been playing great in Michael Gallup's absence, so he's a big one as well. But I think my favorite play is Dak because I think Dak is going to take this game upon his shoulders to win it for Dallas. So I think you're going to see him maybe run one in at the goal line. You're going to see him run a little bit more than he normally does as well. And I think both sides are going to have to pass the ball in this game to win. So I like both sides of that. And then the night game, I think Darrell Williams probably the best play, right? Because Steelers' worst rushing defense in the NFL this year, somehow still in the playoffs. But Najee's banged up. If you want to go with Pittsburgh because you think they're going to be, you know, with Ben Roethlisberger, because you think the Steelers are going to be losing the whole game and he's the cheapest QB, I get it. If you think maybe this game plays a little bit tighter, then you want the Steelers defense because TJ Watt can get to the quarterback, you know, 5.5 times if you want. So I think there's a lot to play on Sunday, obviously. Way more to play on Sunday than Saturday, in my opinion.
I'm glad that you brought up Cedric Wilson because at 4,400 on DK, he is one of the better investments, I think, out there. You look at these last two games, you mentioned it. He had 6 targets in each of the last 2 games. He's got 11 catches over that time period. He had 18.74 PPR points in week 17. Week 18, 31.9. Now, look, he had the 2 touchdowns, but, like, 3 touchdowns in a row there in those last 2 games. Pretty impressive number. He is just 6K over on FanDuel. For the Sunday slate, Cedric Wilson, Deebo Samuel, Rob Gronkowski. That's how I'm kind of starting, Boggs, because to me, when I'm building that core, I want to target how bad Philadelphia has been against the tight ends. And I think you can go Gronk on the high end or all the way down to Cameron Brate on the low end and just play for a touchdown and hope you get it. I think, especially with the injuries they've had and the issues they've had at wide receiver, that it would not shock me if both the tight ends were active in this game against the Eagles. Would that surprise you?
No, it wouldn't. I think you're right on the money there.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Air Med Care Network, the best defense for the unexpected. Are you prepared if the unthinkable happens? If a medical emergency arises, Air Med Care Network provides members with world-class emergency air transport services to the nearest hospital with no out-of-pocket expenses. Join today and never pay a dime for your medical flight when flown by an AMCN provider. Insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of a medical emergency, so this is a great way to secure financial peace of mind. Memberships cost as little as $85 a year for your entire household, and right now, as a Fantasy Pros listener, you'll get up to a $50 Visa or Amazon gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use the offer code FANTASYPROS no matter where you are in the game of life. An Air Med Care Network membership is the protection no one should live without. And now, back to the action. Normally, we'd all be running to get all of the Chiefs, I feel like. Every year, we'd say, oh, Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, you want to be going there. As I make lineups out, I tend to be fading the Chiefs. And I'm wondering if that is a good strategy or if wondering if that is a strategy where maybe that is the winning strategy. Maybe everybody's fading the Chiefs. Maybe this is a game where Patrick Mahomes looks like that MVP guy again and is slinging the ball all over the place, and that simple stack of him and Kelsey and maybe even Tyreek Hill gets it done. But, Boggs, I don't know. The inconsistency has been very tough with them this year. What are your thoughts on that? Do you find yourself also kind of fading the Chiefs a little bit, and does that make you uncomfortable?
Well, I do, because I don't want to take any Chiefs because I don't want them to win. So, but look, I think when you get into this scenario, when there's fewer games, you got to just trust your gut in first thought, best thought, right? So if you think that the Chiefs are kind of backing in and haven't looked that great, and maybe they're going to play a little bit tighter because it's the playoffs and all that stuff, then don't take them. If you think this pathetic run defense, Steelers just got smoked by them 36-10, and that was without Travis Kelce, they're going to put up all the points they want, then roll with your Chiefs. They are expensive, of course, but Tyreek Hill's a little banged up too, so I don't think I would play him in any scenario. You know, just because if they need him, he's not at 100%. And if they don't need him, he ain't going to play. Right. So if they are get up real big in the first half, in the second half, why even put him on the field? Why even risk him, you know, save him for the next round. So, you know, that's kind of where I stand with the Chiefs. Is it's not going to take a ton of points for them to win because the Steelers offense just doesn't have a lot. So, I don't expect them to be, you know, putting up 550 yards of offense just because they can. I think this is a win. Get out of there, stay healthy, and advance. So,
all right, let's talk about when you add in that Monday night game and make it the 6 game slate altogether. Is it a matter of paying up for Cooper Kupp?
Yeah.
Or is it a matter? Is that it, right? Is it just as simple as that? Is that the exposure you want to that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
that's how I feel about it too.
I don't mind Kyler Murray as a play either because, you know,
well, of course you tried to put him on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And Monday. You want to play every day.
Yeah. Also Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Put Kyler Murray in there. Kyler's kind of had to do everything. The running game is banged up. Connor and Edmonds will play, but they're both a little nicked up. You know, Hopkins is still out. You know, I expect this game to be high scoring because both these defenses have been a little bit suspect. That Cardinals just gave 38 to the Seahawks. So I do expect this to be a little bit of a higher scoring game. So I'm okay with Kyler. I would be okay with Stafford, although I don't want to do it because he just hasn't been playing well. Rams run game's a little mixed. Connor will be in play as well because I think he's getting a little bit healthier too. So I think there are pieces. It's not just Cooper Kupp for me.
Yeah, if you are, let's say you're playing showdown slate of just the Monday game, right? You're going to do that. Would you just make Cooper Kupp your MVP? Is that your guy? You just lock in the X points easy. There?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, it's funny to me because I feel like sometimes it's just the easy answer, right? I mean, he is what he is. He has been so
people won't want to do it because he's super. He'll be the most expensive guy in the slate too.
Right. So. And it's the chalkiest thing to do, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. It's more important to be good than it is to be different in this scenario.
Right.
And there's ways to be different. You know, obviously there's some ways to be different here with this game. And part of it is also leaning towards Murray over Stafford to me too. I mean, that's just the number one thing. And that's how you're responsibly different. Cause I'm with you. Stafford's been very erratic in the last few weeks. It comes out flat. And if he comes out flat to this game, I think it's going to kill you. Yeah. I really do. All right. When you're looking at the weekend as a whole, just for me, Boggs, we talked a little bit about Darrell Williams, the opportunity against the Pittsburgh Steelers to run the football. We've talked about how good Eli Mitchell is going. Both those guys are 5,500 on DK. To me, those are guys that I really like on that specific slate, on that specific site. Jamar Chase is somebody, I mean, it's very hard not to want him in a tournament style lineup because of the big playability he has. Debo Samuel is expensive, but Debo is going to touch the football and all-purpose yards are probably going to be close to 100. We talked about that on the wagering show. And then after that, I think there's sneaky good plays like Hunter Renfrow and like Cedric Wilson. To me, that's kind of the way I'm looking at building and structuring my lineups for DraftKings. On DraftKings, specifically in that pricing too, what kind of stands out to you with some of those players?
I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, look, if you want to reach the bottom of the barrel for the whole weekend, Antoine Wesley is a super cheap option at 3,300. Think about him in your Monday night showdowns as well. He's kind of been, you know, getting a little bit of run and he's enormous. So he is a red zone target. Pat Freiermuth is cheap at 4,200 on DK for a tight end. I think he's a good play if you think the Steelers are going to be down. Ayuk has been playing a little bit better as well. I think Singletary's just a couple more dollars than the other running backs you mentioned at 5,700 on DK. So I think he can be in play well because they're going to give him the ball, you know, 20 times at least. So I think he's in play as well.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Beachbound. Beachbound is an online travel agency with expertise in worldwide beach vacations and experiences. They're reinventing beach travel with beachbound.com, and customers can book worldwide beach vacations, including flights, hotels, and transfers and excursions. And they're all in that one-stop travel shop that is Beachbound. And Beachbound is committed to building each beach experience that fulfills the life cravings and curiosities, because to them, beach isn't just a place, it's a way of life. And they thrive on making sure their customers' getaways are unique experiences that create lasting memories and bring relaxation and luxury to worldwide beaches. They focus on experiences and they ask customers what they're bound for. Immersion, passion, togetherness, adventure, discovery, rejuvenation. You discover what you're bound for and they will help you over at beachbound.com. Whatever you're bound for, there's a beach out there waiting for you at beachbound.com. So visit beachbound.com today to book your next vacation and find what you're bound for. Beachbound.com. You can find the perfect beach vacation for you no matter what you're looking for. And now back to the action. All right. As far as traps go, especially on the FanDuel side, I think Ezekiel Elliott is a huge trap. I would stay away from him at 77. There's much better investments there that are cheaper. Darrell Williams. In fact, even a guy like Boston Scott, because he's healthy. I mean, at 5,900,
not against Tampa Bay's run defense.
You know what? Here's the thing. Tampa Bay's run defense has been very good, but in the last couple of weeks with Lavonte David hurt, they have not been as good and they've missed a lot of tackles. And I just saw a statistic about it earlier today about how it's really kind of dropped off over these last month or so. Now, look, you can attribute that to whatever you want to, but at the end of the day,
probably being on the field more because the offense is not,
you know, cooking, and that could be that. And it could be being on the field more. And just also from that standpoint, we're talking about, it's got to be something strange that wins, right? There's got to be something that's a little off. To me, that's like the responsible strange, because Boston Scott's been pretty good when he's been on the field. If you can get him, again, you want the healthiest guy there. Running back in general is kind of tight right now. It's kind of a difficult spot. I want to talk about the wide receivers. If you indeed think that Pittsburgh is down, do you have any love here for Chase Claypool, who I think there's a lot of negativity surrounding, but is that also the kind of strange play that has some floor in it that might actually, you know, end up being better than you think? He closed out last week pretty good, 5 catches on 7 targets with a touchdown, 15.5 PPR points.
Yeah, you're hoping for that touchdown for him, and you're hoping for that big play too. And look, we saw Ward get cooked by Chase all game. So if that's the matchup, then yeah, those 50-50 balls are going to be closer to 80-20 balls in Chase Claypool's favor, of course. So there is some negativity around him, deservedly so. He acted like a jackass for half the year. So, you know, I think that it's warranted, but, you know, don't let your personal feelings not make you money, because Chase Claypool can score for sure.
That's right. It's business, not personal. I act like a jackass the entire year, and they gave me a raise. I mean, you know, I mean, it's crazy. kidding. All right, let's talk about Deontay Johnson, another guy, too, who, once again, peppered with targets all season long, right? Always a guy that we love. 25 targets over the last two games for Deontay Johnson, but just 82 yards with all of those targets. What are your thoughts on that trend, Boggs?
Ben gets the ball out at one Mississippi, you know, so they're all short passes. And, but it's good because he gets the reception. So, you know, put the ball in his hands and let him make a play is what I say. He hasn't made one recently, but there has been some bad tackling in Kansas City on occasion. So he's going to get the targets. He's going to get the catches. What can he do with them? It is what it's all about in this game. So I like him a lot. You know, another team, this is the biggest spread of the week. So another team that's expected to lose going away, so is going to have to play catch up.
Let's talk about the wide receiving core of the Dallas Cowboys for a second. Cedric Wilson feels like the best ROI right now. I mean, because he's so cheap. And I don't think that's wrong either. I mean, certainly Cooper and Lamb are viable. We all know if they score a touchdown or they are capable of having big games, right? But at the same time, you know, the single digit trend of Lamb here towards the finish line has been very underwhelming, to say the least. And the same can be said of Amari Cooper, who had the one big game against Washington, but outside of that, it's been just kind of
banged up. I don't want anything to do with him. I would go with Lamb or Cedric. I think, like you said, Cedric probably best ROI. You know, desperation play, Juwan Jennings has looked better and better every single week for the Niners. So he's not a bad option either at 38 and 52. Not a bad option either.
All right. When you're looking at the quarterback position overall here, if you're looking at, you know, the Saturday games, especially where you expect a little bit more offense, you've got Mahomes, Brady, Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Garoppolo, and Roethlisberger. So, you know, in the middle here is basically your Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, but the matchup could be difficult here for Jalen Hurts despite his rushing equity. How do you lean on Sunday towards a quarterback? I personally am going with Tom Brady because I just feel like Tom Brady's going to find a way to get it done against the Eagles, especially at home. I just think he's, like I said, I think Tampa is just outmatching the Eagles at the end of the day. But how do you see the quarterback position there on the Sunday games?
It's Dak for me. Like I said, I think Dak takes more on his shoulders in this game. I think you see him possibly run one in as well and run a little bit more, you know, and kind of get the juices flowing. So, you know, this is the playoffs. You let it all hang out there. So I think all that, the runs that you see from Hurts, Dak can do those too. He just doesn't have to. So I think Dak is my guy on Sunday for sure.
Now, if we're expanding out, Boggs, from those quarterbacks from Sunday and adding in the Saturday guys and adding in the whole slate here, Josh Allen is very tempting, top of the board, very expensive. I still prefer Joe Burrow at 6,800 on DK. I still prefer going to Derek Carr at 5,500 on DK specifically, too. That's kind of where I feel more comfortable, or if you want to add in Kyler Murray. So on DK, I always want to fade away a little bit from that top of the quarterback. Do you feel the same, especially with the weather concerns potentially in Buffalo, or do you think, hey, this is Josh Allen's, you know, big time statement game here, and he's going to, you know, make a statement against the Patriots? I mean, look, it's cold in Buffalo. No, I mean, duh, it's always cold in Buffalo. So I don't want to make too much out of it, but at the same time, Boggs, you know, does that make Josh Allen the perfect tournament winning play, or does that make him the biggest trap?
It makes him a winning play. I'm with you on that. So, because I mean, look, this is a Bills pass first offense, right? They pass to set up the run. It's what they do, and it's built to win that way. So it makes him a tournament winner for sure. I just have a hard time paying up for him because I think they can. I think that game can get away from them. I think I want a quarterback that's either going to be losing or in a close game. That's why I like Dak. I think that game is going to be fairly close. I like Derek Carr because I think they'll be losing. I don't like Roethlisberger because he's just been garbage all year. And I think Stafford or Murray are okay too, but I would prefer Murray, obviously, Stafford backing in. So that's kind of how I see the QB position this week.
All right, let's talk about defenses, Boggs. I mean, obviously, some pretty good defenses here. We're always looking for turnovers as well. The Cowboys have been so good, but I got to tell you, I mean, 2,800 for the 49ers, the way that defense has played of late, they're very intriguing to me, and I think Dallas is mistake-prone lately a little bit. I think that's one that I've circled personally. You know, as good as the Patriots' defense has been, I'm going to fade them. In fact, I'm probably fading Buffalo as well a little bit, but do you want to pay up for any defenses this week or pay down for anyone specifically?
I want to pay down. So for me, it's getting one of probably the Pennsylvania teams, either Pittsburgh or Philly. So I want a cheap defense to...
Why, you know, Philly? I'm curious.
Because Tampa Bay's defense offense has been backing into the playoffs here. So I do think that Jalen Hurts makes some mistakes and Tampa Bay wins because of those mistakes. So I don't think this loss is going to be on the shoulders of the Eagles defense, though. So, you know, if Leonard Fournette plays, he's not 100%. Cyril Grayson probably out for the Bucs as well. If he plays, he's not going to be 100%. So it's Mike Evans, and Ty Johnson hasn't been great. Brashad Perriman, you know, is a big play guy only. Gronk is old. So and the playoffs play tight, right? The playoffs typically play tight. So tighter than the regular season. So I think that, you know, they could get to Brady. I'm not saying they will, but, you know, the way to beat Brady is pass rush up the middle, and they got two pretty awesome guys up the middle in Philly as well. So I just like the cheap defenses. Also, give me Pittsburgh because they can make some plays. You know, nobody expected them to make plays last week, and they held the Ravens to 13 points. So, you know, their defense can be solid if they bow up, and I think the playoffs is the time to bow up.
All right, last thing here I want to touch on is the tight end position, because you do have some monstrous tight ends here on this slate. You've got Kelce, Kittle, Gronk. We've already talked about how much we like the tight ends in this matchup there. But then you've got Freiermuth, Goddard, Zach Ertz, Dalton Schultz, Dawson Knox. I mean, some of our favorite DFS tight ends. So just out of curiosity, if you're playing the whole slate, what's your approach? Are you somebody paying up for a Gronk or a Kelce?
Nope.
Or you're going to pay down for a Freiermuth?
Really? It's Pat for me. Yeah. Look, Steelers should be down in this game, and he's Ben Roethlisberger's favorite target in this last game. So I think he's going to get peppered. I think he gets 10 targets in this game. And, you know, we hope one's in the end zone. So I'd much rather do that, pay a little bit lower, well below average for my tight end, and then move from there. So
Freiermuth has just one touchdown since week 12, by the way. So it's been a while. Yeah. So actually since week 13, pardon me. So it's been a while there. I love our boy Toe Tap Pat. Don't get me wrong.
That's right. Toe Tap Pat.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan there. But wild card weekend, there's always going to be a little strange, but I think it's smart to build in what you know and build in the volume of the players and the matchups that you know are going to be lock and load. And again, my other suggestion to everybody too is play the tournaments. You know, if you want to play single entry, that's fine. I would, you know, certainly do that if you're somebody who prefers to play cash games. But I would say playing cash games in a week like this is just kind of ho-hum. It's not very fun. It's not going to make you a ton of money necessarily, because you are limited in terms of what the slate looks like. So, Bog, any advice for everybody out there playing Wild Card Weekend, how you want to approach it, whether it be playing Sunday only, playing everything together? How would you best practice this Wild Card Weekend?
I like the full slate. I think it's the most fun. It gives you the most options and the best chance to diversify. So I like that. And, you know, Monday is for makeups, right? So we have a Monday, the last Monday makeup game you're going to get all year. So I like playing the full slate. You know, if your full slate didn't look good, you can always do a Monday showdown as well.
Not me. I want to play them all separate. Give me the tiny little games on Saturday. Give me those two.
You just want a bunch of showdowns, huh, Joe?
No, I don't want a bunch of showdowns. And then I want to do the showdown on Monday. That's why I want to do three separate ones. Because I actually think the way those games shake out, like, I think Saturday is very chalky. I think Sunday is the fun day where you have a lot more variance and a lot more you could choose from, and the pricing's much better. And then Monday is a game that I think is going to be wacky, and I don't want that wackiness spreading into the other five games for me and ruining things, because I think there's a lot of variance potentially in that game, so I'd rather just isolate that. Keep Matt Stafford and keep Sean McVay away from my money. That's what I say. I want to keep them out of things. You know, every time I win, Sean McVay kind of run into my house. He gets very excited, and, you know, I got to tell him, stop it. Stop
Your
running
house
into my
is
house.
Built in the end zone.
Yes, it is. It is. That's right. That's, you know, what do you think about that, by the way? What do you think of Sean McVay running into the end
That's
zone?
That's excellent.
Coaches?
Are you kidding me? I love it. Yeah. Guy's pumped up. He's excited for his team. Yeah.
I can't tell if I'm super in love with it or if it's the most embarrassing thing ever. I'm somewhere.
I love it. It's
on
great.
Either side. You like it?
It's great. It shows passion, man. Wouldn't you rather see passion than, you know, a boring, stodgy? I mean, maybe not you because you're a Patriots fan.
No, I mean, but here's the thing. As a football coach,
if Belichick could
now,
run, if he was young enough to run, I think he would do it. So
as a football coach myself, I am much more in the Sean McVay vein of things.
Yeah,
I am definitely
you're
more
like
excited.
McVay? Is that what you say? Yeah.
Well, no, like, you know, when we have a big play, you know, I'm the guy with this fist up in the air running down the field, like, you know, because you get to be on the field as a coach in right. flag football. So you're on there with the kids, which is very exciting. You know, I got to tell you, that's a big deal there. So, you know,
well,
you
I
make
mean,
a big
I guess
play,
I should have asked you this question since you're the coach. I'm not coaching.
I know, but now, you know, I don't want to think of myself like I don't want to. You know, it's one thing to do it in flag football. It's another thing to do it in the NFL. I don't know. That's why
it feels
I
like the
you
stepbrother scene. Remember? So what do you do in your free time? Well, I manage a baseball team, little league, fantasy league.
Fantasy league.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you meet Randy Jackson, you're not going to not get his autograph.
That's
you know?
Right.
Just, you know, that's how it goes here. But again, that's wild card weekend in a nutshell, all the different approaches. The way we see it, the way we see the players, the way we see the positions, where the values are, where the things we want to invest in, where the traps are. So if you have any other questions, you can always hit us up on Twitter at JoePizzaPia17 at Bogman Sports. We're always happy to answer any questions that you might have. I want to remind everybody too, do not forget, go check out The Daily Juice with Matt Perrault, bettingpros.com/dailyjuiced, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast to The Daily Juice. Matt Perrault does everything, every single sport. The man is a genius. I mean, I don't know how you do it. Like, I can do three sports at the most, and then after that, my head explodes. This guy does everything on The Daily Juice. It's amazing. And also, don't forget about youtube.com/fantasypros. Subscribe to that. And once you subscribe to our YouTube channel, go to fantasypros.com/contest and enter to win a Jalen Waddle autographed jersey, thanks to our friends at pristineauction.com. I also want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including Air Medcare Network. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/pros today and get that protection that you need in case the unthinkable happens. The best defense is preparation. Air Medcare Network gives that to you. Also, don't forget about Beachbound. Visit beachbound.com and start planning your beach adventure today. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Scott Bogman, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Way.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.